Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a longtime friend, Eric Hammerling, the executive director of the Connecticut Forests and Parks Association. Eric, last year was extremely busy. I have a feeling this year is going to be very busy in the trails.
Joey, we would not be surprised at all if that was the case. I have already been hearing from a lot of people who are excited by the warm weather that's starting to hit us. A lot of people are talking about the peepers that they're hearing out there and the wood frogs about to start up. We know a lot of people who have been indoors and pent up are looking for new things to do. So I agree with you. I think this year is going to be a record-setting year as well. And last year, there's been a lot of different folks reporting on how much trail use increased. Mm-hmm. Deep actually has been saying that trail use was up on public lands by about 50%. In 2020 versus the previous year. At UConn, they have the Connecticut Trail Census that said trail use statewide across the trails that they monitor was up by almost 40%. So, people are getting outdoors, and it's exciting.
You know, that's an amazing thing to see. But one of the questions I had was more trails, more use, more maintenance. Do you guys need some extra helping hands this year to kind of get the trails ready?
Thanks for asking that question, Joey. Of course, yes, absolutely. We're really fortunate with all of the Blue Blaze hiking trails. You know, they are maintained by volunteers and partners that we work with across, 825 miles of trails. There are absolutely, because of the increased use, we are seeing, unfortunately, more trash at times, definitely in some places more, trail damage, even footpaths that are going to need some repair. And of course, early in the season, we're usually recovering from any of the winter weather that hit and brought down, trees and limbs and things that need to be cleared from the trail. So absolutely, we're always looking for help. And if folks are interested in, volunteering, they can certainly check out the Connecticut Forest and Park Association website at ctwoodlands.org and see how to get involved as a volunteer.
And one of the things last year you guys had to work around was because of COVID, not as many activities, more restrictions. How are things looking this year? And is there any planned events coming up right now?
We're right now looking forward to Connecticut Trails Day, which is always a huge celebration that first weekend in June. And whereas last year, because of COVID, we had to make it a DIY, a do-it-yourself event. We said, here are all the different cool places you can go, and now go do it yourself with a small group of family members. This year, we're actually going to be holding in-person events that are led by people who are really excited to go back and do that again. So June 5th and 6th, there will be lots of different opportunities for folks to get out. However, because of, COVID considerations, we will be limiting attendance to 15 or fewer. So when the opportunity to sign up for various Trails Day events happens starting on May 20th. I hope folks will be quick in choosing the places where they like to go. Sign right up because I bet a lot of those events are going to fill up.
And that's the thing, like we've talked about in the past. I mean, there has been an amazing sight to be seen when you go past one of the trail parking lots or entrances to see the amount of cars, the amount of people, and the amount of families getting out in the woods, in the trails, and the, you know, the parks and everything like that. I think that's an amazing thing. One of the silver linings, I guess I could say, and probably you too, about this whole pandemic is more people are understanding and realizing the trails and the parks right here in our, you know, tiny, massive little state of Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. And I was just talking to someone the other day from Bristol who was telling me that, you know, she and her family were really not much into hiking at all until this last year. And she was really proud that her two younger sisters were now, like, you know, addicted to the outdoors is what she said. You know, they are going outside all the time. You know, they happen to be near the where the Tunxus Trail goes through Bristol. So, you know, we love the fact that there are lots of new users of trails who are now making that a part of a healthy lifestyle.
And speak of that area, it's funny because I drive past it quite frequently. The let's see if I can get the name. The Shade Swamp Scott Shelter by the road. I mean, that's one of those, you know, everyone drives by it, but no one understands there's a trail right there. And that trail itself has a little hidden gem inside of it.
Oh yeah, the Shade Swamp Sanctuary there is a really interesting, very unique spot in Farmington. I've got to say, just to be clear, that it is a blue trail, but not one of the Blue Blaze trails to make things really confusing there. But it is a special place, and that's one of the neat things is when you start exploring about the different trail opportunities, you find all sorts of gems and that all have interesting histories. You know, what was this before it became a place that now is allowing for, you know, recreation? It's just, you know, it opens your eyes to the world.
And that's one of the things, this time of the year, the trails become alive. Like you said, you know, the birds are starting to come out, the animals are starting to emerge. You got the little green sprouts peeking through the leaves. This, you know, but I like the winter, as we discussed. There's not the insects and all that, but this is kind of that other sweet spot where things are coming back to life, the rejuvenation, the forest is becoming alive. So, you know, take the family, hit one of these trails. It's an amazing time to get out there right now.
Oh, yeah. Just to see the green returning to the outdoors. And as, you know, we'll go through a little bit of a muddy time, but then you start seeing, you know, all of your favorite flowers along the trails, and you see the leaves starting to bud out, and you will always discover new things because you get to see so many different, especially if you do walking on trails year round, you really see the different things for each season that make even the same trail look very different. And it's again, it's an exciting time to get outdoors for sure. And I think this year is going to be a really neat one.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been cooped up. Things are starting to ease up a little bit. Like we talked in the past, the trails, the forests, they're one thing that really hasn't closed. You can definitely stay, you know, socially distanced and safe and enjoy the trails. Stay safe. You know, we're getting to that point. Like I said, it's getting warm, so stay hydrated. Pack a little lunch. The only thing you should leave behind in the woods and the trails are footsteps. Please clean up after yourselves. Like you said, you guys are seeing a lot more use of the trails. Unfortunately, one of the down parts is, you know, more trash in the trails. Pick up after yourself. If you see a stick down on the trail, just pick it up and move it to the side. You know, do your part to kind of keep the trails going. Because like, you know, we were talking about, there's a lot of volunteers and there's a lot of miles of trails in this state. You know, do your part to kind of keep them clean.
Yeah, well, you know, and we love it when, of course, we have volunteers who take a lot of pride in making sure the trails are open and available for people, but they can't be on top of everything that, you know, comes down from day to day that comes across the trail. So I love when I'm walking on a trail and I see someone up ahead take the time to, you know, move a branch to the side or Some people will walk with a garbage bag even and pick up garbage. I wish they didn't have to do it, but we really appreciate when people are thinking about keeping those places that we all enjoy as clean and safe as they can be. And then it's that much more enjoyable for those who come behind you. So I really appreciate the ethic that you're talking about, Joey. And when people are thinking about that, you know, leave no trace behind ethic, always pack out what you've packed in. If you're going to bring anything that is disposable, take it out with you, because that will be there, unfortunately, for a long time if you don't. But when you do, you get to keep a place that is special and relatively pristine in great condition for others.
And so that's the thing. So next time you head into the trails with the kids, you know, they can see the pristine nature the way it's supposed to be. If people want more information, ctwoodlands.org. Like you said, Trails Day is coming up. I'm sure we'll be in touch for that. And one of the questions I want to get to in the future, so what makes and how do the trails in Connecticut become a trail on the Blue Blaze Trail? You know, that's an interesting topic, I think, for a future conversation.
Yeah, I'll look forward to talking about that. There are a lot of things connected to it. So thanks, Joey, for your interest once again. And I would say to all of your listeners, do like Joey, because not only do we talk about these things, but the fact that you get outdoors with your family and really do participate in the things that you cover, that means a lot.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, joining me this morning, Eric Hammerling, the executive director of the Connecticut Forests and Parks Association, ctwoodlands.org. Get outside, enjoy nature, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. TNCs apply.